Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another AfterBuzz After Show for Animal Kingdom. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 2, Episode 11, The Leopard, right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, welcome to the jungle.
I don't know the lyrics. I thought I was going to say,
please. Yeah, I think that comes in the chorus. I don't know. Taking it back, taking it way back to the 80s. And yeah. So, welcome back, guys. I'm your host, Alina Vision. You can find me on all social media at Alina Vision. And I'm joined by my girl, Lila.
Lila.
Oh,
hi, guys. Yes, my name is Lila Rad. And you can find me on Instagram at Laylizzle.
Laylizzle, up in the hizzle. Okay. Well, there's a lot to unpack in this episode. Literally, our jaws were on the table for half of the episode that we were watching. It was really, really good. You can tell that we're kind of ramping up to the season finale.
I know. You feel it.
So much drama, more than usual. I mean, the show is very drama packed, but
it's like they never cease to amaze us. Every single time, it's like, oh my gosh,
exactly.
Just, I don't know. Listen, this isn't really a prediction, but Cat might come back from the dead. Like, that's, those are the kind of surprises that we get, right?
Exactly. You just never know. And that's why I love watching the show. And I know that's why the fans love watching the show. So let's dive right into it. First off, what did you think about this episode? Just right off the bat.
Well, like I said, it was very surprising.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all these secrets were revealed.
Yeah. Kind of like we were talking about before, the leopard is showing its spots.
Right.
People are definitely, showing their true colors, mm-hmm. who they want to be, who they plan to be, who they think they should be.
And this is like Game of Thrones.
Right? It could be. It definitely could be. We're actually going to get the live chat up because I know we probably got some people.
Yay!
Our norms. For sure, right. But yeah, let's start off talking about...
Wait, what did you think about this episode?
I thought it was crazy. Like I said, I loved it. I really feel like we're getting to see a little bit more of the characters being either shook or taking their confidence to the next level. It's like either one. And so I feel like it's a game of chess and the chess players are moving. But then at the same time, I'm like, well, don't get it twisted because people always have their own, like intuitions about what's going on and their own motives. And it's just, it's crazy what always comes out every episode.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The writers are totally killing it this season.
Like I'm thinking about it. We got 2 episodes left, right?
Yeah.
To me, it's like, this could have been a good last episode,
right?
And then, you know, season 3 or whatever. I don't even know if there's a season 3.
Yeah,
I think there should be.
Right? I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be.
I mean, us with like our 5 followers. Come on.
There's got to be a third. This show has, I mean, huge fanfare. People love the show. What do you want to talk about? Let's start off with Craig and Ren because we open up with that. In Vegas. So she ends up going to Vegas with him.
Yes.
And we were kind of on the fence, like, is she going to do it or not?
Right. Yeah. But then you showed her the bag of blow, and it's like, okay.
Well, it was a bag of blow
it's
and,
obvious.
Like, a stack of cash.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Free.
I'm going to go.
Free fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she goes to Vegas, and they have quite a time.
That's how you're supposed to be in Vegas.
I know, they do Vegas.
I've never experienced
like, they
it.
Literally do Vegas.
Yeah.
And do a lot of drugs. Come to find out, he chartered a plane out there. But she floated him the cash. Were you just like, okay, when I heard that, I was like, Ren, really?
Yeah. Yeah, typical dumb girl.
Yeah.
But then I also think, like, well, what else do you do when you're on drugs?
True.
Right?
Everything sounds like a good plan. So illogical.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
we'll give her that much.
You could tell just by the glazed over look on his face. You could probably pass anything on him.
And yeah.
He was like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
How do you feel about them? Like, because she was gone for a really long time.
Right, she was.
And now that they're starting to hang out again.
Uh-huh.
Like, do you think it's just a drug and money thing? Or do you think, like, this is a girl that he... Because clearly him and Nikki.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. Yeah. Just fun. But yeah, do you like them together? Like, do you think...
I think they're actually a better fit together than him and Nikki, yeah, obviously. Do I approve of her being with him? No.
Or anyone.
Yeah, I mean, he left you for dead, for crying out loud. But, yeah, I think they're a better fit.
Yeah.
And I'll say that. What about you? Do you think?
No, I would agree with you. I started thinking, like, if I was a druggie like her and,
right. You
know, I just see money and things that I like, why
it's
not?
It's like drugs, one less supper. Money, hot guy.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they're anything serious, though. Like, before, I used to think that maybe they were more of a little serious item. But anyway, yeah, they're both as loony. They're good for each other,
I guess. They are. She definitely knows how to bring the fun. Yeah, Ren. So, turns out he wakes up, or they all wake up. And I mean, like, eight other people in this raggedy hotel room.
Yeah.
Wake up in Van Nuys somewhere, which is kind of crazy because we last saw them, like, in Vegas. How did you get to Van Nuys? Right. Turns out they chartered a plane.
But then you see Marco, and it's like, oh, that
makes sense. Because I was like, wow, you went to Vegas? I was like, that's dedication to get your change.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he gives them this, like, car. Now, what were you thinking was the deal with the car before we actually heard the person was in the trunk?
I thought, like, it's just a stolen car, and being Marco from Mexico, the whole Lucy thing, I thought there was, like, money in the tires, and they were going to, like, make him drive it back to Mexico because, you know, they're not, I don't know.
Right.
More of a touristy thing as opposed to, like, if Marco were to drive it back. And
well, that's what Darren thought it was going to be.
Did he?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Is that what he said?
When Craig took the car to the bar.
I watched the episode, I see.
And, of course, brought the kid into the bar. You know, Craig was like, well, you told Marco that you owed him.
Right.
So, and Darren was like, well, I thought we were just going to be, like, going across the border. Running something across the border. Not, like, kidnapping this kid whose dad is a policeman and he could possibly die.
No.
So.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I thought. What did you think?
I thought that there was probably money in the trunk or something like that, or maybe a dead body already. Because he said, keep it out of the sun. And if there was, like, a dead body rotting in there, you don't want it in the sun.
Is that dumb? I totally was keep it out of the sun. He must have just gotten it waxed.
Yeah.
I was totally like, why?
At first I was like, why? And then I was like, oh, there's probably a dead body in there.
You're good.
And then we heard the kicking and screaming, so... Yeah. Oh, we got the chat up.
Hey, guys.
Jasmine. Up in there. Yes. Jasmine, even though he was high, he's still unfortunately stupid.
Yes.
Yeah, the drugs don't add to the smartness. Doesn't add any points for smartness. And Jasmine also says, Ren is a bit more responsible than Nikki. At least Craig had a place to live.
Yeah, that's true.
That's so true.
However, the money wasn't so legal and so clean.
Yeah.
But
he had a place to live. It's, I mean,
but
no.
He's also like almost 40 or whatever Nikki said, right? So you would hope that someone has their own place.
Right. So what do you think about him breaking up with her over text message? This would be Nikki.
I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
I think
it's so Craig, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very much like his character.
Right.
He's so dumb. But it's so funny, you know? But yeah.
It's totally Craig, and I love the fact that he's like, you know, we can hook up still or whatever.
Right.
Like, of course.
Yeah.
Such a dude.
Which I'm sure once Jay turned around, she was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sure.
I feel like she's totally into Jay now. You think?
So I think she always has been, but I think now that, like, Craig...
Now that she saw Ren and was like,
I can't compete with that. Yeah. In every way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, I feel like they've always had something there. And Nikki hooking up with Craig was more of, like, revenge, so to speak, because she really did love Jay. Like, they really were a cute little high school couple.
Right.
Speaking of that, like,
Yeah, okay, is Jay not going to school anymore? Yeah. Because he's dropping off Nikki, but he's not, like, going to chemistry class either.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever classes. So what's his deal? Is he just laying low? Or?
I started thinking, like, is it finals, like, during finals time, where, like, everyone has a different schedule, right?
Do you have different schedules? Or is that college? Yes, college.
Yeah, okay.
I think high school, you're just there for the last day.
Oh, man, I don't remember. That was, like, 50 years ago.
I know. Let's see. David Baldwin's up in the chat. Hello. he says a paper bag is smarter than Nikki. She's going. It's kind of weird that she's going from like one dude to the other that are relatives. That's a little.
Yeah. But it's almost like, where else is she going to go? Just like she was telling Jay, like, do you think I'm going to get kicked out? I don't know, unless she met someone else. But that really wouldn't happen because she's so in love with their lifestyle now. Yeah. That
and now she's like a part of the crew. Else. She knows too much. Yeah. I don't think, you know, Smurf would kick her out. And if Smurf said she couldn't live there, she'd probably give her one of the apartments to be a tenant in. And I could see that.
Yeah.
Possibly. But I think she'll just let her stay in the house.
Do you think she'd let her... Yeah. All right. Never mind. I was going to say, if she found, like, an apartment to go to, do you think Smurf would pay for it? But, like...
But Smurf owns many apartments. She can live wherever. There goes that idea.
I know.
Right? There was an interesting scene where Jay and Nikki were at... Overlooking the beach, the ocean.
So pretty.
I know. It's very pretty. And for some reason, I always thought, I was like, that looks like the spot where they dumped the barrels.
That's what I thought. Okay.
That's what I thought was,
that's
too.
That's what I thought.
And I was waiting to see if he was actually going to tell her, like, that's what it was. But then, you know, Jay being smart.
So do you think that was a made-up story?
I think so.
Okay.
Because that would kind of half and half. Who would go that far? I don't know. For his mom to go that far to, like, meet her drug dealer.
But we don't know how far it was.
True.
Right? Like, supposedly, no. I'm assuming this is all still in Oceanside. Which, I want to know where that is, by the way.
Yeah,
because
like it's
visit.
Really, really pretty.
Yeah, if you guys know.
Super pretty.
Let us know.
But Nikki brought up the fact, like, how could you have lived that way with your mom, being a drug addict, and you not having anything to eat, and, you know, living the lifestyle that you were, and your uncles were a mile away, and Smurf living like kings. Like, why aren't you angry?
What do you think she was doing? Why would she say that?
I don't, you know, I really don't know. And this is a question I think is good for the chat as well. Like, why do you guys think she said that? Maybe because she just wants, I think she's kind of like all of us. Like, she wants to get to the bottom of Jay because he's so mysterious.
Yes.
And I think his answer was very telling. He says, I'm angry all the time. Uh-huh.
And she was like, let's make out.
So I think. I don't know. I think she's just trying to see, like, how can you live like that, you know? And like, your uncles
almost are... brainwash him, kind of.
Maybe just see, like, where his head's at.
I kind of saw it as, like, Nikki being the girl that she is.
Uh-huh.
A little baby Smurf, right? Trying to, take control of these guys. I saw it as, like, don't you feel stupid? Like, look at this whole, I don't know, like, this whole time you had nothing while your family was living, you know? You're, like, king of castles over there, and, like, look at you now. Like, you're trying to be so hard like them or whatever. I don't know. Like, I just felt like she was, like, trying to,
like, poking, guilt trip. Like, pushing his buttons, kind of, to see what she could get.
So that they can run away together.
I don't know if she wants to run away. I think she wants... Well, she said she wanted her cut. She's like, I don't want to leave until I get my cut of the yacht job. So,
but even if she got her cut, I think she would still leave with Jay. Because at the end of the day, he's the smart one.
True.
So he'd find, somehow she would trust him with like his idea, whatever it would be.
Like, I don't know. I think she loves this lifestyle so much now. And she sees how for them they get away with it all the time. That it's probably like a drug to her. I mean, God, she's Craig gave her some bad habits. True.
I know. What's with her? How old is she? 18, 17?
17. She's probably about 17.
Doing blow with like this smart boyfriend that she used to just read books with.
I know.
That's gross.
Lame.
It is.
Lame. Let's see.
We got a new one.
I don't even.
Iklabon.
I can't read it now.
Nikki would be a
fit if she wasn't. See, as
David Baldwin says to divide from him and Craig. That was a bold statement from Jay. Yeah, it was a bold statement. And I definitely made note of that because we she don't gets really the hear.
Finger. He didn't.
Hear. She gets the finger.
Wait, what are we talking about?
We're talking about why the question that you posed. Why did she say that to Jay?
Oh,
that whole that was it. Scenario.
Got it. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. DWJT says, "I love that scene with him being angry all the time, but being so calm." Yeah. Wow. They better watch out. That's exactly what I was thinking. You can tell he's planning. Something. People that are that quiet and that smart. What do you call that?
Is that passive aggressive or?
Yeah, I guess.
And I know we're not psychology majors, but like there's, it's a type of characteristic.
It is.
That's even what I'm trying to say, the terminology, but.
It is. I'm not quite sure on the terminology, but I know what you're talking about. It's like those people that internalize everything.
Like he's very monotone about everything. Right. Like nothing bothers him. Well, he acts like nothing bothers him. Like he's like the one that keeps it together.
But he has to, I feel like, to play this all the sides that he's playing. And he's right now, I mean, I think he's doing a pretty good job of playing all the sides and acting dumb.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I mean, so much so that Smurf is signing over her power of attorney to him. Not to any of her sons.
Right.
Not, you know, she's taking away from Baz and giving it to him. What did you think about that?
I thought it was her way of getting Jay's trust back.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like she knows that Jay was with Baz. But I
she can't prove it.
I also feel like she knows that it wasn't Jay's idea.
Right.
So, in a weird way, she still has a soft spot for Jay. Like, she still knows that Jay's probably the most trustworthy one out of all the brothers. But that's what I was thinking.
Ah. I know. I kind of agree. I think she does have an inkling that Jay was part of it, but she can't prove it. Mm-hmm. So she can't get angry
especially
at him.
Especially after tasing homeboy at the storage or whatever.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
That was horrible.
That was crazy. And so I think she thinks, obviously, Jay is the smartest one. Mm-hmm. She can't sign it off to any of her sons because, you know, Pope's unstable. Darren doesn't really want anything to do with the whole situation of being in crime anymore. And Craig is just, no. That's just a no from the get-go.
Yeah.
No. But I also think it was kind of to entrap him more in the whole crime system that she's got him going in right now.
Signing the contract.
Yeah, exactly.
Signing his life away.
Yeah, because now he's legally involved with, like, all of her properties, all of the money laundering.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yep.
So that's a big, I don't know, that's a big responsibility.
Would you do it?
I was,
like,
you know
what would you do if you were in his position?
That was crazy because I was looking at him signing and initialing everything. I'm like, he's not even reading anything.
I know.
He's just signing. Like, that's a lot of trust you're putting into a person.
Yeah.
And especially a shady person at that. What would I do? I don't, I'd be like, you know what? Let me look this over. I'm going to go to my attorney. I'm just going to,
oh my gosh,
you know, come back with some red lines for you.
Yeah. If only.
Yeah.
But it's like, at that point, it's kind of like, they're all doing this for money, so I feel like there's no way that he's going to lose.
Yeah.
He's still going to win somehow.
And he's getting cash. I mean, he's getting cash from Smurf, who we learned.
How nice is that?
Yeah,
right?
She had a secret stash out in the backyard, of course. I'm like, I wonder how many more stashes she has.
Yeah, I know.
It seems
always surprises
like
us. I know.
Every episode, we found out about at least two more stashes.
Yeah. Like, where else could she have anything?
Yeah, you wouldn't think
like
the suitcase.
Lena's lunchbox.
I know.
Seriously.
Exactly.
I don't know. Anything goes.
I wouldn't be surprised if she has something in Lena's lunchbox.
And then her luggage in the closet.
Yeah, the luggage in the closet.
Jewelry and all
the
that.
The jewelry.
Was that the jewelry from?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was the jewelry from the yacht heist.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows now. Baz finally confronted her. Right?
Oh, my gosh. Right. He confronted her because Jay told him that she knows.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have told, he would have confronted her otherwise.
Well, he said that he knew. He was like, because Lucy asked him, like, does she know? And he's like, she's got to know by now. But then, yeah, Jay told him.
I just feel like that confirmed it. Pushed him to do it a little more.
I was like, wow, Baz, picking up your kid, taking it to school.
I know.
No finally.
Hug. No hug, no kiss, though. It's just like, see poor you later, girl. Kid. Like, basketball team, like, just slapping the ass, you know? Like, yeah. Go. See ya.
And then the poor kid, like, she asks him as she's getting out of the car when he's dropping her off, like, are you going to leave without me? Like, please take me with, like... That was heartbreaking.
Being so young, already
thinking that. Already knowing your dad doesn't really want you.
I know.
Baz is the worst. Mm. The worst dad ever.
What are these peeps saying?
Let's see what people are saying in the chat.
Oh, yes, I would sign the papers.
I'm Jasmine says, always read papers before you sign them. Mm-hmm. Definitely. See, Adam Valor Black says, Baz is definitely understanding Jay. He better... Underestimating, sorry. Jay, he better watch out. Jay's loyalty belongs to Smurf now.
I know, it's like he sold his soul to the devil.
Right? He literally signed it away to the devil with that power of attorney. So let's talk a little bit about... I feel like Smurf's trying to set up an insurance plan because she knows what's coming. You know, especially with Baz trying to take control of everything now. So, were at any point, did you feel like she was going to get pulled over by the police at the end? No. Or
I didn't think so.
What did you think, like, when she was getting the jewelry, when she was, you know, getting the stash of money, what did you think her actual plan was?
I thought that she had a house somewhere else.
She's like, deuces.
Over the hill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I just thought she was going to escape for a few days. However, because Baz made that call, I did know that she would get followed by the cops or something, but I didn't think it was going to be this episode.
Yeah.
I thought maybe, like, next one, you know. I don't know. After he made the call, I thought it was going to end, but...
No.
I know. It's always something else. It sure didn't.
Before we get to talking about that in more detail, this whole thing kind of surfaced from she was actually spying and listening in on Baz at his place.
Right.
So now we know from last episode those little devices that she was planting when she broke in there were actually... like listening devices.
Little bugs.
She's bugging them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was like an explosion or something. I thought it was like a bomb. Ah. I don't know. It didn't even occur to me because I was like, well, he's never home.
So true.
Why tap it? You know? But of course, the episode.
Exactly.
You know, they're going to create an episode for that. So I'm like, he's never home.
He isn't.
He's usually just out and about or like, I don't know, making out with Lucy somewhere
no
else.
No kidding.
In the new crack house.
Exactly. That is now his bank, apparently. Yeah. So she knows all that's going down. He's probably going to do something about her.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find, she has another stash, and it's the yacht stash of jewelry and everything. And she goes to her fence to try to sell it off. And her fence is like, you know, the cops are going to be all over this. Like, they're looking, they're searching the black market in the U.S. Like, I'm going to have to sell this somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty brazen of her to try to get rid of the stuff so quickly when she knows, you know?
But then again, it's like, it's Smurf.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, she must be really desperate for the money.
Yeah. I feel like the, given that she's got all these secret stashes everywhere else, I feel like the money in the storage was really 98% of everything that she has.
Yeah.
So I think that's why she's, like, really getting down to, like...
the nitty gritty.
Big time.
Yeah.
Her juice is just ending. So, I mean, to, you know, shovel the little yard...
Yeah.
You know, and then digging in for, like, the jewelry and all that. I feel like that's, like, the last.
Right. And she told even Jay, you know, lay off the credit card. Here's some cash for now.
Right.
But then he went and bought, like, a truck.
Right.
Which I'm really confused about.
I was reading someone, I think David said something like, here's a 17-year-old buying a truck, like.
And did he buy it
with cash? Like, how does that not raise
a flag? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
What 17-year-old has cash?
I can't even pay my rent and I got a full-time job.
Exactly. Like,
seriously.
Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
I don't care if you've been saving since you were two.
Yeah.
You do not have cash like that.
Yes.
It's got rims.
Yep.
It's got,
I know. Like, I know.
fully loaded. But,
hey, it's a show.
Exactly. So. Maybe we'll find out next episode exactly
where. Like, what would you do with that money? He bought a truck, but it's like, do you think he really needed a truck? Or if
you were Jay, what would you buy? He did have a bike. Not very sexy.
Oh, that's right.
When you have a girlfriend. Like, how are you going to get anywhere?
But he... like, he didn't really have a girlfriend and you can't really get one because of his lifestyle. But maybe he did
that because she made that comment. I think it was before, right? Or did she make the comment? No, about how his uncles live like kings. So maybe he was just trying to live like a king.
You think so?
Maybe. I can't remember if that scene was before or after she said that. I think it was after she said that, but I'm not quite sure. Or maybe
before, because how did they get to their little love...
Oh, true. Place, right? Could have been before. Yeah, could have been before. Regardless, he bought it.
I know.
And it's just like, where did that come from?
Right. So why do you think he bought a truck?
Maybe to park the money somewhere. I mean, that's a bad place to park the money, like literally.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it's such a red flag completely. Yeah.
However, doesn't he have like a million different IDs? So he probably used a different,
very true. Right? He does.
I just thought of that. So maybe he bought it off of, I don't know, he's probably Eric Menendez or
something. Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. Let's see. Adam Valor Black says, also, I'm so proud of Darren for putting his foot down and saying he's done with the criminal lifestyle. Good for him. Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was so mad when Craig brought the kid into the bar. I was like, what are you doing?
Poor Darren.
Let Darren have something good for once.
Yeah,
like he's trying and he wants to get out of the crime game. And it's just
they won't let him. It's almost like, this is you, Darren. This is your life.
Yeah.
You can't
escape it.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to sell the bar and, like, go buy a bar in another state to get away from it because I just that don't feel happen. Like he's ever going to get out.
Yeah, I agree. Me either.
And even though he had that argument with Craig, like, I think Craig maybe gets it now, but probably not because I know he's going to pull him back in again.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. You know, Darren in the bar is like Smurf and the money, or Smurf in everyone's lives. Like, they're not going to get rid of her. I just feel like Darren is not going to get rid of everyone. Like, they're just all for one for all. Like, that's just the way it is in this jungle.
I know, but I really want Darren to just,
I totally do too. I know.
Have his bar.
That's very smart of him.
Surf. Invest.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. We should have a talk with
him. Get a boyfriend. Adrian seems to be all, into it again. So that's what I want for Darren.
I agree.
And you could just tell throughout this whole episode, he's like, are you kidding me? Like, is this really happening to me?
Right.
Because if anyone were to find out that the kid was at the bar, like, he loses the business.
Yeah, for sure. But then again, look at all these other things that have happened at the bar.
Very true.
It's like, someone's covered or someone's watching him.
Yeah.
Up above. he's been very fortunate to still
so far
have
yeah.
that bar. So.
So far, he definitely has been. Let's see. AF Guy 2001 says, Smurf is going to tell the brothers the money in her car that was seized by the police was the money from the heist. The brothers are going to be pissed at Baz. So Smurf is going to tell the money in her car. I don't know.
I'm
confused too. But I think what he's trying to say is that there's probably money in the car when she gets pulled over.
So she gets pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see that she's got a lot of money.
But we don't know if she has that money because the fence told her that it was going to take a couple of weeks to get that money because she'd have to go
but
to...
But she has some money from the...
that's true.
The little lunchbox or whatever that she found down there, right? I mean, that she dug up.
Yeah, she does.
So she gave Jay
something.
Yeah. And she kept the rest. So she does have some cash on her.
She does.
So I think what he's saying is...
Right, that's probably something like that. We got to talk about Baz's dad. He goes to see his dad. And
I thought he died.
Yeah, I know, because we haven't seen him in forever.
I was really confused.
Turns out.
Then again, every white older man that we see, I'm like, oh, that's Baz's dad, right? Yeah.
I know. So it turns out he's like sober. He's been sober for 3 months. He has a job. And earlier in the episode, we actually see Baz going through a lot of Smurfs. One of Smurfs' suitcases that has just all the stuff.
Right.
And he finds pictures. So it turns out to be of him, I guess, when his dad was abusing him. We can't, like, really see it because the head's cut
off. Pictures
of
the dad.
No, I think it was that was Baz. Like, so all those whiplashes on his back or what his dad had done to him. That's why he showed him the picture.
So that's when he said, Smurf didn't save me.
Right.
So the dad was the one that
was
beating him?
Yeah, that was abusing him. So
why?
Because he was an alcoholic, I think.
So then wouldn't you say that Smurf did save
him? Yeah, Smurf did. But in a way, didn't, because then she brought him into this life of crime. Okay. So, yeah, you know.
I'm just now trying to, like,
I know. Like I said, there's a lot to unpack episode. Man. A lot to unpack. Let's get to the kid from Mexico.
What kid? Oh,
the kid from Mexico that was stuck in the trunk.
Yes.
Who is he? Marco. His name is Alejandro. And he supposedly, what he tells Craig and Darren, is he's the
his child. His dad is very powerful,
right, he's supposedly. I think, like, the head of police or something somewhere. I think that's what he said. So Marco tells Darren and Craig to, like, drop him off at this one place, like, leave the car there. Marco comes. Turns out he just needed a babysitter
for the boxing match.
Exactly. Because he got tickets, front row seats. To the boxing match.
But do we know why he was in the trunk to begin with? Like, who is he to them?
Marco said that somebody needed to learn a lesson because they had arrested the wrong person or shot the wrong person or something like that. I'm assuming he meant the police because that's who the kid said he was affiliated with.
Yeah. I was really confused about who he was and what happened and what the relation was. And then Lucy comes in and then I'm like,
I know! Like, we were shocked when Lucy rolled up and pistol slapped him. And Darren and Craig on screen were like, what is going on?
That was really funny.
Yeah.
I know. Like, well, okay, well deserved.
So is that what Lucy's been doing up in?
Well, you know, it's funny. When she was with Baz, she said she had to go to sleep because she had to work tomorrow or whatever. I was like, what do you do for work? Yeah. Like, what pimp is picking you up? Because we've never really seen what she does for work, right? Mm-hmm. Other than living in Mexico in a mansion.
And probably doing something that has to do with her brother, maybe.
Right. Yeah. I had no idea. I didn't even know what to guess. So I don't know. These were like mafioso dudes coming out of these black cars.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, that kid's not going to be around
much longer. I know.
Yeah, poor guy. I mean, you could tell Darren didn't even want to take the money because that's, like, dirty money. He's like, why am I taking money for, you know, helping you take some kid's life?
Mm-hmm.
Even though Darren needs to get a tetanus shot. That nail that the kid stabbed him with was
Craig
real
needs
rusty.
To get penicillin.
Yeah, Craig needs to get some penicillin, and Darren needs to get a tetanus shot. That's on the list of things to do.
You know, at the same time, you think about it, and it's like, if this were their idea or their job and something went wrong, mm-hmm. I don't think they'd feel bad about killing anybody, you know?
I don't know. I think that's kind of where their cutoff is. I've heard Darren say that. Like, he doesn't want to hurt or kill anyone, I think, in the past.
And Craig's like, I don't care, man. We just need to
Craig's just always
done.
High, so I don't think he knows what's going on.
Yeah.
She lost the cash and jewelry from the job. David Baldwin says she lost the cash and jewelry from the job. She's going to tell them it's gone, but it's not. Interesting. Interesting theory.
From what job?
From...
Why am I so confused today? What episode? What show is this?
From the yacht job. She's going to tell the guys that the...
Oh, so that they don't ask for anything?
I think so. That's what he's saying. Okay. That's what he's saying. All right, let's get to another... We got to talk about Pope.
Yes, we do.
Because... Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Him and Amy, I love them together.
I do, too.
I think that she is really good for him. They're both kind of messed up in their own ways, but, you know, she's all about finding God.
Yeah.
And forgiveness. And before we get to her, Pope goes out back to the gravesite of Kath. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super creepy. And I don't know, maybe I've watched like way too many Forensic Files.
Oh, dude, I'm with you. I'm with you. But yeah, that's like what they do. That's what these serial killers do.
Or just like some murderers just do that. Yeah. They just go back to the gravesite. And normally that, if they're being followed, that's how sometimes, you know, the cops find out where the body is. So I was like, ooh, that's a little risky. But he's really having trouble dealing with, you know, the murder of Kat.
Which you can't blame him.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. And I think it's going back and forth in his head. Like, was she a CI? Wasn't she? Like, was Smurf just lying to me? Because Smurf's lying a lot. And he's finally figuring this out. And he actually confronts Patrick. Mm-hmm. So what did you think when you first saw him stalking Patrick? Like, what did you think he was going to do?
Kill him.
Yeah.
Wow. I just assumed that, you know.
You went straight there.
It's just in his blood.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought he was going to, like, either, yeah, beat him up so bad that he was going to leave him there to die.
Do you?
Why? Don't know.
Do you think now that Patrick might be on to him, possibly, as a suspect?
I don't know.
I think he's just suspect of, like, the whole family.
Like, nothing personal?
Yeah, I think he wanted it to be Baz, because he didn't like Baz.
Right.
But I don't think he knew the connection between Catherine and Pope.
Did Catherine and Patrick have anything? They were just friends,
just friends.
But Patrick liked Catherine?
Yeah, I think he was always flirting with her. Is that
the one from the bar where he gave her the card? Call me if you... That's how it started, right?
Yes.
So he liked her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that makes sense as to why he would... just totally suspect that it was Baz.
Yeah. And he tells Pope, like, she wasn't a CI. Like, she just wasn't. She would have spilled on you guys a long time ago. She would have told me that you burnt down and killed her parents. You know, you burnt down their house.
Was that the first time we found that out?
No, that was in last season.
Gosh, I don't remember that at all. I was like, what? Like, it was like the first time I was hearing it. I was like, whoa! No,
that was in last season. And... I mean, I think that right there made it click to him that she wasn't a CI.
Mm-hmm.
Because she could have told that and had him put away, and she didn't.
Which makes sense. And that's when he was like, I'm an idiot.
Uh-huh.
I
killed her because of what Smurf said to me. So then he goes to Smurf, who's busy digging out her stash. And you could tell she was, like, so shook that somebody actually found her.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, but he didn't even say anything about that. You could tell
that it's so normal for them now, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they find another family member grabbing money from a secret stash, like, I feel like nothing's a secret
But anymore. Here's the thing. That was the actual yacht job jewelry. So I don't know whether he didn't see it. It seemed like he would have seen it, that she was taking it out and putting it in her bag. But I think he was just so emotional at that point, to the fact that she lied to him about Kath, that he, like, didn't even care at all. Which is,
Did you think he was going to choke her to death?
Yeah, at first I thought he was going to choke her, and then they got really close, and I was like, please don't make out with
her. Dude, I know, me too, me too.
Please don't do that.
Given this show, it's just like, anything can happen, but yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, this is a weird incest.
And then he breaks down, and Smurf said, like, she would have ratted us out eventually. That was like the final
dagger.
To make
her feel better, to like justify why she...
That was totally the final dagger on her, Pope. And so Pope goes over to Amy's house. Whoo!
And they don't go to the baseball game.
No. I don't think they're going to be going to any more baseball games. Now, when you saw that he was starting to confess what was going through your mind, were you like, do it and see what she does? Or were you just like, no, don't do this?
I didn't think he was going to. Because he's had so many opportunities to confess his other sins, which he kind of switches it up. And, you know, she's like, do you want to talk about it? We don't have to talk about it. So since she gives him that option, he's like, all right, I don't want to talk about it. Right. So I feel like just the fact that he's already there in, like, her house, it's almost like he's in church. Yeah. That's how she makes him feel, you know? Right. But
the lighting's almost like a confessional.
Yeah. Totally. Interesting. But I didn't think that he was even going to... I really didn't think he was going to confess this time. I thought, like, he was just never going to. Because that's what keeps them together.
Right. So I think he had... I was like, when he started talking about forgiveness and I saw the tear coming out, I was like, oh, no. It's coming. He's going to tell her. And, like, inside I was like, don't. She's going to freak out. Like, did you think that? No one is okay hearing that.
Yeah. What would you do if someone told you that?
I'd freak out. Like, her, like, get out. Like, I'm sorry.
Being married now, right? Okay. What if your husband told you, like, this is something I never told you and, like, I don't know if you could say don't judge me, but this happened. Like,
judgment's coming. I'm sorry. Like, you killed someone. No.
Would you freak out just like she did?
I would freak out. Because then that totally changes the person in your, like, mind's eye, you know? Unfortunately, like, you're going to look at them differently. You can't unknow stuff.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
And especially something that deep. Now, if it was, like, out of self-defense or something like that, that's a whole different story. Right. But it was, like, he went into detail. He's like, I loved her, and I smothered her, and I that's didn't... True. Yeah, it is just, like...
he could have just said,
yeah, I killed her, and that's it, instead of, I loved her, and I smothered her. Yeah, because
now here she is, like, well, I thought you loved me, too.
Yeah, are we going to smother me, too?
Yeah. No, that's scary. No. You're right.
Yeah.
All right, I changed my mind. No, because at first I was like, I don't know if I would... I don't know. Because she's kind of broken herself, too, right?
She is, but she's not that broken.
I know. For some weird reason, I just felt like she was going to
understand. And that doesn't mean, like, you know, people can't... Obviously, God forgives and whatnot, but... Yeah, that's...
She's like,
that's
some deep stuff. Take that out of here.
I mean, maybe she just needs time to process it. Maybe she loves him. I don't know. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Ooh. What are people in the chat saying? Jasmine says, Pope might have lost the only person that truly cared about him. Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, that's very true.
Which is so sad because I feel like she's so good for him. You know, she's like that sane voice in this world of craziness that he can always come back to.
But I also think it's because she doesn't really know him.
Yeah, that's so true. I feel like any girl...
I don't know. His awkwardness makes him lovable, I guess, to some girls where it's like, oh, he's probably just shy or like...
Right. He's gone through a lot.
Right. Yeah. Right. And now he's coming to church for redemption and, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I... He killed it.
And it's just so funny that he doesn't open up to her, and the one time he does, it's like this huge thing.
Yeah, I know.
He probably could have
started small.
Yeah, start small, like, see how she reacts. I stole exactly.
From the church that you go to. Yeah,
that would have probably might have been even better.
Do you think
it
would have been worse?
I think that might have been better. Still a bad reaction, but better than saying you killed someone.
Oh my gosh.
So, I don't know. I mean, pick your poison at that point.
You're right.
So I think we covered everything for the most part.
And then the ending, obviously.
The ending, Smurf getting pulled over by the cops. I guess I'll ask you what you think is going to happen in predictions. Okay. Should we get into predictions?
Let's
do that.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
All right, so what do you think is going to happen with Smurf?
I think my prediction is nothing surprising. I feel like she's going to go to jail for, like, 24 hours. Jay's going to bail her out. Because that's, like, her new little sidekick.
But what do you think she's being booked on?
Maybe
like,
there's,
what did Baz tell them?
I don't think he told him anything. I think maybe he framed her. Maybe put some, like, coke or something.
Okay.
Or extra money in the car. And, like, then they're going to, I don't know. That's, like, I don't know. Dirty money. So I'm sure they'll know.
Right.
Somehow. But that's what I think. And then she's going to go to jail and, like, maybe get bailed out. And there's going to be war.
Yeah.
A really big war.
Yeah.
One episode to go.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think?
I think, obviously, she's going to go to jail. We saw a little bit of the preview. I don't know what he called her in for. Part of me is like, I think he's holding the whole Javi bullet in the back of the head gun situation. Oh, like, I think he's holding that. That just in case she gets out. Like, he can always put her back in with that. So maybe some... He can't really do money laundering because he's part of that, too.
I know. That's why... Yeah. True.
Maybe the watches. He has the watches, right? From their very, very first heist in season one. I think it was the first heist. So maybe it has something to do with that because she's been sitting
on
those.
Didn't they go to that one place and like melt all the watches or whatever?
Did she keep one? Oh no, Jay kept one. Maybe they did. But he has a lot on her, so maybe we'll find out something new about Smurf next week. I mean...
Maybe there'll be a new character.
Exactly.
Or maybe someone will pull off their mask.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so yeah, that's what I think. I think you're kind of right. I think she's going to get bailed out pretty quickly. Jay's going to bail her out. I think Baz is going to find out that she switched all the power of attorney to Jay and is going to be pissed. Mm-hmm. Because now, he's going to be in charge. Jade's going to be in charge. So it'll definitely be very, very interesting. Let's see people in the chat say. Valerie Garcia says, I can't wait to see Baz's face when Jay tells him that he can't be so smug because Smurf left everything to him. Mm. Yeah, that's going to be a fun scene to watch. Definitely.
He's all, well, hey, I'm your father. Give me half. That's when he'll admit.
I wonder if any of those papers that he was going through has, like,
who doesn't even know. Father is signing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, interesting, interesting. All right, well, I think that wraps up.
I believe so.
This episode. All right, where can the good people find you?
You good people, bad people, everybody. Find me on Instagram at LeighLizzle.
And you guys can find me, Alina Vision, at Alina Vision on all social media. And yeah, leave your comments and all that in the description box below. If you're watching this on U-tones, on YouTube, it is late. YouTube, and if you're listening to us on iTunes, thank you very much. Yeah, we'll see you guys. Right,
two episodes left.
I think my mom says that. That's why.
I love
two episodes left. Yeah, we're getting ramped up to the season finale. We'll catch you guys back here, same time, same place next week. Be good to each other. Spread love. Bye.
Sweet.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.